Penguin Random House Audio presents The Early Stories of Truman Capote. Read for you by Scott Brick, Nancy Lenari, and Sarah Scott, with a foreword by Hilton Alls, read by Myron Willis.
Foreword by Hilton Alls. Truman Capote stands in the middle of his motel room watching the TV. The motel is in the middle of the country, Kansas. It's 1963. The crummy carpet beneath his feet is stiff, but it's the stiffness that helps hold him up, especially if he's had too much to drink. Outside, the western wind blows, and Truman Capote, a glass of scotch in hand, watches the TV. It's one way he gets to relax after a long day in Garden City, or its environs, as he researches and writes in Cold Blood, his nonfiction novel about a multiple murder and its consequences. Capote began the book in 1959, but at first it wasn't a book. It was a magazine article for The New Yorker. As originally conceived by the author, the piece was meant to describe a small community and its response to a killing. But by the time he arrived in Garden City, the murders had been committed in nearby Holcomb. Perry Smith and Richard Hickok had been arrested and charged with slaying farm owners Mr. and Mrs. Herbert Clutter and their young children, Nancy and Kenyon. As a consequence of that arrest, Capote's project shifted focus, got more involved. On this particular late afternoon, though, In Cold Blood was about 2 years away from being finished. It's 1963.